you're thinking of Embiid? Should they trade him? Do they need to keep
him? Here's the problem.
Where are you with that?
Here's the problem. I think a healthy Joel Embiid is the best big man talent in the world, and that includes Nikola Jokic. That's right, I said it. It's just that you can't compare the two because Nikola Jokic is reliable. He's always available, and Embiid never is. So I get that part. But as a talent, what Embiid brings to the table in terms of his repertoire on both sides of the ball, Joel Embiid is a monster. Here's where the problem lies, Oz. He's never healthy, right? But what if you moved him and then he was healthy for somebody else? You talk about being sick to your stomach with irreparable chronic illness that you'll never get over. If you trade Joel Embiid and he gives anybody something during the postseason, you got to remember, I'm a New York Knicks fan. I watched a brother average 35 on one leg. 35 on one leg with a bad back. Joel Embiid is all world. And I'm saying to you, if I could get him to play 50 games a year and be healthy for the playoffs, I'm winning. My issue is that you can never do that with him. You can never guarantee that with him. It's never a guarantee.
Exactly. And that's my issue because we've been hoping for a number of years. And I just feel like it's at the point where you've got to let him go. I feel as though
he's but Oz, what is somebody going to give you for him, Oz? Nobody's going to do that because he's always injured. They're going to take a friendlier deal for them. There's no way somebody's going to give you extreme assets for Joel Embiid because of his health. That's the problem.